Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Pelissero, one of the top NFL reporters out there on the Rich Eisen Show. I want you all to buckle up now. Take a listen to this with regard to Brock Purdy and his value.
Yeah, with Brock Purdy, I think you have to look at it in the aggregate here. In his short career, because he took over, you know, as a seventh round pick and took over late in the 2022 season, he's already got 13 games with 120 passer rating, which is the most of any player ever over their first three seasons here. The efficiency numbers are really strong on him, and he's been a part of four playoff wins. I mean, the last two guys to reset the market were Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson, who have four playoff wins combined. And wins are not a quarterback stat, but the point is they found a way to win a ton of games with Brock Purdy.
Okay, hold that statement, and then now's when we want you to put your seatbelt on and listen to this.
If a deal is going to get done, I would anticipate it is at the top of the quarterback market for all the reasons that I just said. Right now, that stacks number, that is $60 million per year. Mm. Are the 49ers willing to go to that? Or are they going to be in a situation where you could have a standoff with your starting quarterback into the offseason here? I mean, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered here. There's no reason really for Brock Purdy to take a submarket deal at this stage. You know, the worst case would be, you know, he could always play it out. Lamar Jackson did that once upon a time. You gain even more leverage by doing that. Brock also hasn't made as much money as Lamar by virtue of being a seventh round draft pick. But I don't think this is a, hey, we're going to make you the 10th highest paid quarterback, and Brock Purdy just saying, hey, where do I sign? Based upon his production, based on the playoff success, I'm sure he feels like he deserves to be paid at the top of the market.
Okay, and he ain't saying that willy-nilly. I promise you. That's based on conversations.
Right, so they're priming the pump. He and his agent are priming the pump in December off a down year where they don't make the playoffs through Tom Pelissero.
Yep.
It's standard okay. stuff.
So begs a very, very simple question for everybody. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on this right now. If Brock Purdy and his agent come to the 49ers and they say, you want to keep me, you need to sign a top-of-the-market-ish extension. That's what I will accept. Okay, what do you do?
Well, then we start to do the dance that we always do. We don't just automatically capitulate. That would be a capitulation sensation.
Understood.
The Niners don't do that.
Cha-ching!
So they're not going to immediately kowtow to Brock and say, 5-300, does that work for you, Brock?
Okay, here's my issue. What if Brock were to say that to the Niners
through his agent?
Brock's gonna, right? If his agent comes in and goes, Niners, explain this to me. Dak Prescott makes 60, Trevor Lawrence, for God's sakes, makes 55. If that's the going rate, you talk. Why am I doing the talking? Tell me why Brock is not worth that. What do you say, Prague?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we want to keep you, and you're probably worth that. But right now, we are not completely, you know, under the gun to sign you. Why don't we see one more year and see if you can get back to the top five MVP caliber player? Because what we saw this year was, you know, closer to middle of the market than it was to the top of the market.
No, thanks. I'm not showing up without a deal.
All right. Sounds good. Then you can show up when you want to show up, and we'll go out in the free agent market, and we'll get what we can get. We'll bring in Daniel Jones or a placeholder, and you can make your 1.1. Oh. And then, you can go ahead and, you know, hang out with Jenna, and you can see if your endorsements continue to be there. Those will probably dry up, and maybe you move back in with your parents in Arizona just to try to cut corners and make sure that you can make ends meet.
The hardball is adorable coming from a couple people who talk on the radio.
They've done hardball before.
Not with their quarterback, they haven't. This is a completely...
Well, and last time they did that, it was a mistake.
Yeah, it completely different ball of wax. And I don't know that I would argue it was a mistake. I know people look back and go, Jimmy was overpaid. He brought you to a Super Bowl. I'm not going to act like the Jimmy Garoppolo era was bad simply because it ended in a funky way and he has not been a good player since. Well, there was a lot of success under Jimmy Garoppolo, and there has been a lot of success under Brock Purdy. And this would be my only argument. If you want to ask me, would I pay him 60? I'm with all of you. I'd say no. But the problem is, that's what it costs. That's what it costs. So the question isn't, you got to adjust the question. It's not, would you give him 60? It's, do you want Brock Purdy to be your quarterback? Because if you do, you may well need to at least go to 55. And if you don't do that, that's fine. We could all sit here and listen to each other, but you better have, what's your plan B, boss?
Well, it just depends on how you structure it, too. You can pay him 55, and you can make the contract front-loaded, which is what they love to do. You can give him a big signing bonus, and so after a year or two, you can find a way to wriggle out of that contract if you see fit. No, and that's why I've been looking at the Daniel Jones contract as a great comp in terms of structure. Danny Dimes got 4 years and $160 million with the Giants, but it was front-loaded to where they could get out of it after 2 years, and they did, or they got out of it after 3 years. Whenever they were able to wriggle out of it, that is a way you can create this, and you can make it serve both ends of it. You can give them $60 million. You can give him 4 years and $240 million, and you can make the guaranteed number only 100, and you can give him a $60 million signing bonus up front, because one thing we've heard from everyone is that the Niners have a lot of cash on hand, and they like to do deals, restructures, and contracts where they pay a lot of money,
yes,
actual dollars up front, and then it's a lot of funny money on the back end of
completely.
It.
Completely. Like, I actually want to read to you. This was sent last night. I want to read to everybody a tweet or series of tweets from David Lombardi, because he's not wrong. And we will talk about this in ways that work for our radio show and just sort of like the way fans want to talk about it. Because to get into the weeds of the cap and, you know, what's guaranteed and the actual guarantee and the real guarantee, blah, 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 the signing bonus, it gets very, very difficult to understand. But David is not wrong when he writes, there's so much clueless talk of APY, that's average per year,
yep,
RE Brock Purdy. People tossing around 55 to 60 million without context. Here are the fully guaranteed dollar rankings. Familiarize yourself. Deshaun Watson, number one, 230 million. Number two is Joe Burrow at 146.5. Number three, Trevor Lawrence, 142. That's problematic. Brock's better than Trevor Lawrence. Lamar Jackson then at 135. Justin Herbert, 133.7, et cetera. David adds, and then there will be contract structure, which is the end-all be-all for how 49ers can absorb this Purdy contract. Structure depends on fully guaranteed money. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I think y'all get the idea. So remove the 55 to 60 if you want. That's fair. The question for me is, however you want to look at it, average per year, total guarantee, Pelissero's words were top of the market. So why don't we just phrase it that way?
Sure.
Top of the market contract. Brock comes in. His agent demands it. You, the 49ers, say what?
You say, yes, you're going to do it because you don't have another choice. Your other choices are go into free agency and spend not quite that much, but a lot for a quarterback that may or may not fit, may or may not be as good. could be potentially better, but odds are not going to be dramatically better to be worth the risk. The other option would be to go in the draft. And I don't think this is a great quarterback draft.
Yes.
And you're not going to draft high enough to get Shedeur Sanders if you're so inclined.
And
so,
you should have PTSD on that idea.
Absolutely.
I would hope.
So the answer is yes, you pay him. One thing I learned from David Lombardi, and maybe we get him on over the next couple of days before we get heavy into Warriors, but when you do a contract with a signing bonus, the signing bonus can be prorated throughout the life of the deal. So if you want to say $60 million, it's a good round number. You're going to give him 5 years and $300 million, average annual of $60 million. That's a made-up number. That's funny money. Fine. But let's say it's the same as Trevor Lawrence, $124 million guaranteed, and 100 of that is in a signing bonus. Well, that would be $20 million per year over the life of the deal. So it's not a $100 million hit right away, but you would give him $100 million signing, and then that would be $20 million cap hit a year. Added into it would be an actual salary. So the first couple of years of the deal would be a big, big number, and then it would get smaller, and it would be a contract that, if he played well, would eventually be torn up anyway.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I hope y'all heard what Dibs just said, because you went from, let's play hardball, to then you're like, well, no, you're going to do a deal. Like, that's where I sit. This isn't about, like, is he worth 60? This is about, are you convinced that Brock Purdy is your quarterback or not? And if the answer's yes, then you got to figure out a way to do business. And that's the Niners' job. And I am completely convinced that Brock Purdy is their quarterback.
Well, they're convinced.
Now and going forward.
They're convinced,
yes.
But remember who is in charge of contracts in Santa Clara. It's a guy named Parag Marate.
Sure.
And he is not hardwired to roll over and lose deals.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But the last few weeks have made a lot of people kind of do the, oh, and even I said it the other day, maybe the contract is coming down. Maybe he's losing some juice. And this is obviously the start of the process of his agent saying, no, he hasn't lost any juice.